a podcast delay. I could have made jokes about that forever. But lately these songs done the same day. I'm not really sure this is better. While I was away, psychics and spirits, oh my. And it won't be long before none of these songs mention the name or the orange guy. And I guess now we're just jingling the news. Listening live could mean airtime for you. Laughing like Kevin when folks go to heaven, or sell golden tickets by the 7-Eleven. And I guess now we're just jingling the news.
Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast, June 17th, 2015. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli, and I am deathly ill, but proceeding with this podcast for the two or three people who listen. I figure if Tony has 12 listeners, I have a strong subset of that. So, today's episode is a very special episode focused on the evolution of the just-in-time jingle. As mentioned there in the opening, now basically all we're doing is writing songs about news stories from the show. And I'll provide a little editorial on that, but, you know, it is what it is. Tony loves it, obviously. Nigel certainly loves it. And so it will continue to evolve, and we'll see where this dark path leads us. But before we get into those songs, I wanted to give a quick update on TK Jingles Live, happening in 10 days. I stopped by Kilroy's today, and today was the first time that it really seemed real. I was very excited. I went out on the back patio, and I was able to kind of envision where the karaoke setup is going to be, where the guitar and stools and everything are going to be. We're going to have a projector showing lyrics so that folks can follow along, hopefully. Hopefully we'll get a good angle on that, and that will work out. If not, well, hopefully you've been paying attention. but it's going to be great, and we are at full capacity. I've tried to give people as much notice as possible, but I've been getting hammered lately by people saying, hey, did I have to register for this? Or I supported the Kickstarter. Doesn't that mean I'm automatically in? No, I try to make it as clear as possible. But if you don't have a ticket right now, it's unlikely you'll be able to join us. If you do have a ticket and you're not able to join us, please, please, please cancel. I seriously am being inundated with dozens of emails from folks who want to come. And I don't want to have a fire hazard here, so I got to turn folks away. So if you have registered for tickets and you're not going to be able to make it, please go to eventbrite.com, update your ticket registration, and let me know so that I can send out an email or a tweet to let folks know that a ticket or two has come available. So today's episode, it's interesting how these things evolve, and my opinion on this is pretty well known if you've ever listened to this podcast before. But we've gotten to a point now where there is a glorification of speed, and oftentimes it's hilarious and great, and usually it's if not that, at least good and timely. But it's kind of driving me nuts because I usually listen on a podcast delay, even though we're back to live. I feel like we're squeezing out the evergreen jingles, the songs like Who Is Junior, or you know, something like that. The other day, for instance, they played $200, the Andy Poley song, and TK praised it, but he didn't laugh a single time through the whole song, and he had already vetoed it once and seemed reticent to even play it that time, even though it was brilliant. And to me, it's obviously not my show, so who cares what I think, but to me, that is the kind of song that mailbag jingle was intended to be, something about somebody from the show, something specific to the show. One of my favorite things to do is take some editorial or column type opinion that Tony has, or maybe that's a step beyond where he's gone, and play that up as a song. I think that fits well in there, but now we're just finding whatever vile newscast item they have and making a song about it. And they're loving it, and that's great, but I fear that that's not sustainable if we're going to have quality jingles. And I will contradict myself, because the last two songs we're going to play on this podcast are both brilliant and hilarious and awesome. One of them has aired, the other one hasn't. But I do hope that we're able to, just like those stupid one-line emails were a fad for a couple of weeks, I hope we're able to find some equilibrium. But today we'll walk through kind of what the first just-in-time jingles were, how that evolved into old guy radio stories, maybe dabbled into some of the news stuff, and then to where we are today. So the first two we're going to play here are songs that I wrote on a Sunday intending to air on a Monday. The first is Just Tuned In to See What Condition Robert Griffin Was In, and then Say Goodbye Mike Shanahan. These were both Redskins songs that were written very specifically to be just in time. And at the time, I was so proud of myself. Like, oh, this is great. I'm going to write one today, and it will air tomorrow, and it's going to be so topical. If only I'd known where that would lead us. But so we'll play those two. And then I think the very first old guy radio story to inspire a jingle, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but I couldn't find an earlier record of it, was the Ballad of the Strathmore Garage, when Tony was stuck in the garage because he didn't have credit or something like that. He only had cash. And so we'll play that from John Fitzpatrick. And then Byron and Brad collaborated on a song about Chad, an actor that was going to be on the show but then wouldn't come back. And so it's kind of a commentary on that. And then McManus told a story about going camping, and Steve Maloney put together a tune called Sky Lodge.
I woke up this morning and I turned on ESPN. It wasn't long ago that Adidas told me he was all in. He squeaked past the Raiders, and I don't know how this team made much better than the Cleveland Browns. I just tuned in to see what condition Robert Griffin was in. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition Robert Griffin was in. Mike is cleaning out his office tonight. Kyle asks, do you think we should rent a truck? Mike says, no, I packed it all up last year, so this season I didn't give a fuck. Say goodbye, Mike Shanahan. Say goodbye to RG3. Say goodbye, Mike Shanahan. Say goodbye to DC. Park cars gather round as Mr. Tony rolls his window down. Hey, Tony, where's your credit card? He's not the kind to use anything but cash, though bank transactions make it work in a flash. He whines and complains, I know, what a complete ass. If you park your car in a garage, then a Visa is all you need. Just swipe that black stripe, it ain't all that hard. My kid's done it since she was 3. Here is the main thing that I want to say. These are things all humans do every day. Get with the program now without delay. Come on, come on, come on, you're a grown man. Sad, sad, sad. Come on, come on, come on, you're a grown man. You gotta be kidding me. Here is the main thing that I want to say. We listen all of 2 hours each day. This crap drives us nuts. It's the nicest thing I can say. Come on, come on, come on, you're a grown man. Sad, sad, sad. Come on, come on, come on, come on, Tony. You gotta be kidding me.
Oh dear, what did he do? Chad won't call back and Tony is blue. Tell me, oh, what did he do? He is the star of movies like 42. And though he is quite new, he won't call you.
This is the end. Camping's just not for this hand. Lectures from rangers old and I'm sick out here in Sing-a-Land. For this is the end. Not sleeping in this bed coffin. Congestion and blurred vision. Time to aboard mission. See at Sky Lodge and we'll live large compared to this barge and this awful weather. Stop at Sky Lodge and we can dodge the awful hodgepodge of weird people camping. Please, Sky Lodge. Sky Lodge is a good star. 7 genies, angry heart. Room service might also be smart. You just call their number, then you give your name. Then the night will play its part.
Alright, so here we are about a year and a half into the whole TK Jingle thing, and that's about all that I could find of these just-in-time songs that were about something that had just happened on a show recently. And then we come to the fall of 2014, and some idiot named Jerry does a song about a luggage news story about somebody with their seat didn't have enough room and bashing the person in front of them, called Don't Lean on Me. And then Byron and Joe team up with 50 Ways to Boil an Egg, about Tony's boiling eggs story watching the Redskins game. Then Bill Bardo and Brad Weiss, we got a couple here together that are about things Tony was scared of. This is an ISIS song, Gonna Chop Off My Head. And then we have Ebola Lola. And then finally, we'll end this next little group here with, this is a pre-Just-in-Time jingle. John Fitzpatrick, not satisfied with having started this whole trend with the Strathmore Garage song, is now preemptively writing songs at this point about things that will be talked about on future shows, even though that the episode hasn't aired. This is about Tony's appearance on The Americans. And John gets, I think, 80, 90% of it right. It's great. So we'll play these five songs, and then we will visit my most hated topic.
Sometimes when I fly, I want to rest. I'd like to recline, but that would be rude. So I lay my head on a tray next to my food. Don't lean on me, the hands say it's wrong. I'll bash your head with my fists on my carry-on. Please remember this song and keep your damn seat in the upright position.
It's awfully hard to watch the Redskins on TV with dislocations all but crippling RG3. I guess the stress of it is making you hungry. There must be 50 ways to boil an egg, Tone. Gene said it's really not my habit to intrude, but I've got a slightly different way to help you make this food. I pull it off the heat before it gets too stewed. There must be 50 ways to boil an egg, Tone. 50 ways to boil an egg, Tone. You just turn up the heat, Pete. Don't stick it in a pan, Stan. You gotta use a pot, Doc. You don't want it runny. Gotta use a pinch of salt, Walt. If you crack it, it's all your fault. Just boil two or three, Lee, if you're really hungry. You're just turning up the heat, Pete. You don't stick it in a pan, Stan. You gotta use a pot, Doc. You don't want it runny. Just turn off the flame, James, and go check on the game. Maybe boil another egg, Kate. Hope they turn out just great.
It's the terrorists from ISIS I dread, 'cause I think they're gonna chop off my head on YouTube. On YouTube. Please give me a heads up if you hear that ISIS has come to Wisconsin Avenue. Oh, I'd love to tell you all that I dread, but it don't be too late if I lose my head. Up each morning, I watch all the bad news. The first thing I think of is my head. Will they chop off my head on YouTube? Chop off my head on YouTube. Chopping off heads day and night, night and day and night.
It came from a place called Monrovia, been to Dulles and Dallas, but Tom Frieden said it's under control. Control. Now Mr. Tony's worried about how it will advance, but Howard Feynman told him that the number's only big for Ebola. E-B-O-L-A, Ebola. Ebola. The world's most youthful guy, so we understand his worry when his fever gets high. It's Ebola. Ebola. Well, he's not dumb, cause he does understand to close your window, nation windows, to protect your clan from Ebola. Ebola. She looked fine on the news the week before. Never ever kissed Wendy Rieger before, but now he has, and it's his demise. He's got a Ebola, Wilbon's not surprised. Well, I'm not a PTI psychic hotline fan, but like a monkey becomes a chimp and 40 makes a man, we'll get Ebola. We'll all get Ebola. Ebola.
I'm on the Americans. Show that I love. Stood around there, had no lines there. Both the stars recognized me, sort of. Paid for the hotel and the limo. This cost big ducats, should have stayed home. But I'm on the Americans, me and my shining dome. When you see me on the Americans, I'll probably look like a gnome.
All right. 10 songs in. We're getting into, I think this is maybe November 2014, something like that. So far, so good. I mean, all 10 of those were hilarious. They were fairly topical to Tony's show. We had a couple of news-related songs, a couple of old guy radio-type things, but for the most part, you know, they kind of fit in with Tony's show. He's talking about that stuff. And now we cross the line. This next topic is something that I've discussed previously and vowed that I would never write a song about. We have the Triscuit Hanky Panky by Joe and Byron. Now, Tony's show is about stupid things, and it's about things he likes, and it doesn't matter if it's anything that you're interested in, he's going to talk about it. And that's part of the charm of the show. But for some reason that I can't quite put my finger on, him talking about his favorite flavors of Triscuits just is complete dead air to me, and it's something that drives me crazy. And the fact that other folks seized on this idea to write songs about it. Oh, God. Anyway, so we have the Triscuit Hanky Panky by Joe and Byron, which was a huge hit on the show. John Welsh recounting an old gay radio song with Tony Buys Sunglasses That Break. Brendan Steenburgen commenting on the Bill Belichick commentary that Tony had. Oddly credible. KJ with a hilarious recount of Tony's trip to Arizona during the Super Bowl. No tone, they're just javelinas. And then Jay Crockett and myself collaborating on Shaputzva. And then Joe and Byron again to end the segment as they began it with a nice collaboration with Jeff Ma, Here's a 50.
Mr. Tony loves the sea salt Triscuits. Gene McManus loves rosemary Triscuits. Gary Braun likes Sweet Thins more than Triscuits. Nigel likes the boring water biscuits. Mr. Tony loves the sea salt Triscuits. He eats those things a whole box at a time. Yeah. Washes them down with a bottle of wine. He's at the kitchen sink standing all alone. I bet he's glad that nobody's home. They're just so tasty, yeah, they're really, really tasty. Oh, yeah. Mr. Tony loves the sea salt Triscuits. G. McManus hates tomato Triscuits. Gary Braun can name 100 Triscuits. Whoever knew there were so many Triscuits.
Tony buys sunglasses that break. Hates yard sales, hates yard sales. Things that make the neighborhood look bad. He gets free sunglasses and swag on golf trips, on golf trips. Liz Clark is gonna make him cry. Cause she loves Bruce Springsteen, still feels bad for RG3. Thinks that yard sale folk have dignity. I turn to her and say, I'm Mr. Shanahan's and Gus Frerotte. I'm Mr. Shanahan's and Gus Frerotte. I'm Mr. Shanahan's and Gus Frerotte. I can't believe it.
Oddly credible. That's what you are. Oddly credible, at least so far. Such an unctuous coach that oozes sleaze. How the thought of you repulses me. Never before has someone been more just despicable.
I went to Desert Mountain sporting my new shades, a walking ad for Sunglass Hut down here. Strolling along the fairway, enjoying the sun, till I saw huge pigs running around pretending they could not see. Their tusks were as big as my head. They must have weighed as much as me. No tone, they're just javelinas. The truth is they will not hurt you. I beg your pardon, I'll take no chances. I got home safely, but where are my glasses?
A word I can use to gain nachos from Jews.
Shaputzvah,
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 Shaputzvah. With a wonderful stick like this, I could never lose.
Shaputzvah,
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 Shaputzvah, a great Yiddish word called Shaputzvah. And when the word is said, a wave of Jewish cred for me. Shaputzvah, I'll top off my speech with Shaputzvah. Then I'll be such a maker, address the goyim later, you'll see. Shaputzvah, say it loud, many votes it'll win ya. Say it soft like a Jew from Virginia. Shaputzvah, I'll never stop saying Shaputzvah. I'll admit chutzpah may have been a more Geharic word. Shaputzvah.
Will you say you're Jeff Ma? Not really sure who you are. As for money, guess your wallet is bare. Well, my name is Tony, and I'm a big TV star. So here's a 50 to do a prank on the air. They say you broke Vegas. I don't give a damn. You're an MIT math millionaire. Maybe one day you'll call into my radio show. Here's a 50 to do a prank on the air. Yeah.
All right, so... And still, at this point, all these songs are great, and I'm not going to play anything bad today. I mean, these are all great songs. But this showed, in this past spring, 2015, a real swing towards these old guy radio-type songs. Songs about some junk Tony talked about from some trip he took or some event that he had, or really getting into some food that, he liked in the various flavors. So now we're going to segue. So... the next song I'm going to play is one of the all-time greats, and I think because it's so good, this inspired numerous other songs about news. So we're going to have Hampton with Big Rock Cocaine Planet, and then Capitol Dome by Jason Fuse, Leader of the Store by Steve Maloney and KJ, and Skin Milk by Jason Fuse.
One evening as the sun went down behind the 7-Eleven, through the trash came a crackhead walking and selling gold tickets to heaven. For 99 bucks you get eternal life, and that's a bargain, damn it. And with your dough I get to go to the Big Rock Cocaine Planet, to the Big Rock Cocaine Planet, on a saucer built for three. God told me of his master plan behind the KFC. But the popo picked him up real quick. Seems the gold wasn't legit. With pipes and blow and big cash, you know, and a baby alligator and a wife in tow, there'll be no cocaine planet. Though I'll burn in fire, I'll wear a wire to avoid the time. I'll drop a dime and fly to Cocaine Planet.
Delivering all the mail, he's about to pay before. He's gotta go to jail more than those teachers long term. He flew a long shell.
Taking home that Weber grill?
Well, there he is. Let's ask him.
Tony, are you taking the display model? Mm-hmm.
Gee, it must be hard to get that home.
Are you hauling it yourself? Uh-uh. By the way, how'd you get Dan to do this stuff?
I walked into the Home Depot, and the place was too big for me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
That's when I called for the leader of the store. Kurt said my grill was filling up with rust.
Rust, rust.
The sirloins were getting an unsafe crust.
What you mean they had an unsafe crust?
Tetanus burgers are bad. So this is the task I had. Somebody bring me the leader of the store. And Dan said to me, I will help you. But
not start the grill, he could not do.
What you mean when you say that start the grill he could not do?
I stood there and asked him why the grill needed a gas line. So I returned to the leader of the store.
Got a piece sort of for what it didn't say. Did they ever wonder what she kept in those trays?
She put the skin in the milk cup and they gagged it all up. She put the skin in the milk cup and they gagged it all up. She put the skin in the milk cup and they gagged it all up. She put the skin in the milk cup. She said skim milk. They said what? She said skin milk that the two of you just drank. She said skin milk. Then the third she said no thanks. She said skin milk that the two of you just drank. And we said
skin milk.
And Jean said
skin milk.
Alright. So now we're reaching the depths of news stories, things that just should not be mentioned more than this one time, now getting their own songs. But it did veer back and forth, and hopefully we'll find a balance here. So after all those news songs, then there were a couple of songs written about Old Guy Radio stories again, and then reverting again back to news stories. So we're going to end it here with five additional tunes. Someone Dumped Their Trash in Mine by Joe Arrow, about Tony finding trash in his backyard and wanting to go door to door and find out whose it was and all that. And that literally is the story, and that inspired a song. And it's great. It's great. And they loved it. But what are we doing? And then I wrote an intro to a podcast a couple weeks ago as a joke about Tony's Run Flat Tires, because God, how could that be a song? And then sure enough, I think there were like four or five songs about the Run Flat Tires. So we'll have that. And then Steve Lipton with a Snack Bar Goddess about Tony's lost love from his youth. And then Rob with a story about the Golden Bridge and the psychic and the scam and that whole thing. And it's a really well done jingle. And I suppose this is a Big Rock Cocaine Planet type story. Maybe, but the song is great anyway. And then Brad Weiss turns a short little news snippet about people high on some crazy new drug having intercourse with trees into Can't Get Enough of Your Leaves. So we'll end it on that amazing, amazing high note. And as a final disclaimer, I hope that everybody understands that I do this podcast, out of love, and I do really enjoy all these songs. I am hoping that we can kind of right the ship a little bit and find a balance where the Andy Poley $200 song is something that resonates on the show, and that's still interesting to Tony, and that's still funny, because that's one of the best I think we've heard in months, and it almost never saw the light of day. So hopefully we can keep submitting material like that, sprinkle in some of these ridiculous old guy tunes or news tunes when the story warrants it. And there was something that Jean said last week that she was like basically requesting jingles. I'm glad nobody took the bait on that one. So, all right, let's get out of here with these five songs about old guy radio and stupid news.
When I think about my homeowner's rights, get up tight and go outside to that little place out back, connected to an alley where my garbage is stacked, the green and blue containers filled with stuff I neatly packed. And it's just one more thing, and I can't take it anymore. Have my neighbors gone crazy lately? These punks out there, leave. my back door. Someone dump that trash in mine, can't you see? Someone owns a great big dog, he might bite me. The lids were open, cans were stuffed. Umbrella sticking up, this garbage don't belong to me. I'm going door to door on a Sunday morning, cause I'm sore. I'm checking cans, I'm checking all their cans.
As he merged to as he lost PSI. If you think that he stopped and changed a flat tire or called the tow truck for a ride, then you don't know this guy. He decided to drive on the rim after OnStar couldn't help him. But in the end he should have known he'd be fine. Same thing happened last time, made it to the station alright, cause he has run flat tires. He has run flat tires. He has run flat tires. He has run flat tires.
Standing in the snack bar with his head hung low. Scary, freaky Art Spiegelman wasn't Mr. Tony's bro. I saw the window open up. Was a girl in her teens with blonde hair coming in from the street. So when this Schlesinger, she just blew him away. Got a surprise evening with Mr. Tony adored. Couldn't Google a picture, but I knew for sure his accountant Norman would soon comprehend that what I feared was coming to an end. When this messenger wanted to say hello, just a blast from the past, Tony's all.
Priscilla Del Morrow hung up a shingle, she was looking for an easy mark. Some imbecile with a lot of cash who couldn't see a clear canard. In walked the perfect specimen, he worked for a marketing firm with several hundred thousand in the bank and a heart that desperately yearned. She said, you know what your problem is, there's a poltergeist following you. And what I'd recommend is a simple cleanse of hemp milk and kale juice. But on second thought, this evil's hot, and if I'm gonna lend a hand, I need a big fat sparkling rock on my finger. That's something a demon can't stand. The man said, I might have bad judgment, but what you're saying makes total sense. So I'll write that check. Surely I won't regret all the counter evidence. Marketing guy, you're in good hands with Priscilla at the helm. Cause spirits get confused by precious metals in the other realm. And Michelle is worth most any price this demon she'll cajole as it ambles over an 80-mile bridge of gold. Well, Priscilla claimed, I'm sad to say, our structure came up short. But another 10 miles and a bit of guile and maybe he'll comport. But we also have a couple other options that could turn the tide. A faux funeral or a time machine proxy could save your future bride. This is the part of the story where the banking authorities follow up with Mr. Marketing Guy asking him why he's made several cash withdrawals of over $10,000. After telling them he needed to perform a fake funeral, needed to purchase a time machine, and two bridges of gold in the other realm at 80 and 90 miles, he started to get belligerent with them, telling them, "Why do you need to know what I'm doing with my money? It's my money! I earned this money!" The banking authorities figured, just let this charlatan bankrupt this moron. You can't really blame them. When Priscilla finished pitching him, the marketing guy quietly said, "I just checked her Facebook page, and it seems Michelle is dead." She said, "Don't hang your head, marketing guy. Her body may be cold, but her soul's alive. Another 20 grand and we could raise the dead. And more Michelle in another woman's body instead."
I've heard people say that too much $5 insanity is no good for you, baby. I don't know about that. There's so many kinds of shrubs. We've shared leaves and raked leaves. And you don't seem to me like just a trunk. Because there's just not enough pine. There's just not enough. My arbor bride can't get enough of your leaves, babe. Plant, I don't know why. Can't get enough of your leaves, babe. Oh, some saplings have such strong roots, and some grow from a graft. And from the smallest nut, a fine oak group that's full of chloroplast. Oh, my plant, tell me, why is your bark so rough? What am I gonna do? How should I feel when everything is wood? What kind of rash is this that you've given me? Is it in your sap or just your fuzzy leaves? A tree, all I know is when I take a bath, I feel deranged, burning hot. Remove my clothes, why not give it a shot, my arbor bride? Can't get enough of your leaf, babe. Plant, I don't know why. Can't get enough of your leaves, babe.
Bill Isaacson, dear Tony, you have been openly debating on the show whether to drop by the TK Jingles event in Virginia. To help your decision, picture this. You park outside Kilroy's, where a little watches your car for you. Kirsten Onstad on your arm. Joe Arrow opens the back door of Kilroy's for you while the Crystals play, and then she kissed me. This is right out of Goodfellas, obviously. From there, down the corridor, you turn right and then left and right. You hand out 20s to Hampton Major and Rob from Arlington. You pass by Jason Fuse and Patrick Moffitt. Every time you pass through the bustling kitchen, you watch out for that stove with the boiling eggs. You turn to the fire exit, the fire hoses, and you enter the club at the front of the stage where Jerry Negrelli greets you. You give him a 20. Brad Weiss and John Fitzpatrick carry a table with a white tablecloth to you. They set the table. You give them 20s. The litters at the next table stand send you a bottle of Travaglini Gatlinara.
Travaglini, yeah, you used to love that
wine. I used to love it. It might be worth it, Tony. It might be worth it.